It would appear that
the butler did it.
But this isn't a whodunit film.
It's a Nissan sales event. Now that's a killer deal.
Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine, unlike RAV4.
Now get a low $299 per month lease on Rogue.
Catch these offers while you can.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice. While some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer, not one tire does it all. But here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price with all our tires at cost. Safety and savings here at the New Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at NissanLloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the New Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin.
Rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned, it's only going to get better.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Hey, welcome inside the Lloydminster Community Youth Center. We are here today talking to Angela Rooks-Trotsik and Sergeant Brad Moland, and we're going to be talking today about the Regimental Ball, which is coming up on March the 4th. And back at the new Lloydminster Nissan today, we remind you that the lot is currently full. New vehicles are arriving all the time, and in February, when you make your new purchase at the new Lloydminster Nissan, you get free gas for one full year. And if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, we have a great selection of pre-owned on the lot right now as well. Well, we're going to talk about an event that went away for 3 years and is returning. And there's another event that's gone away for 3 years that is returning to the WLS Stockade Convention Center on March 11th. The Border City Collector's Show and Sale is going to return with plenty of toys, antiques, dolls, coins, all kinds of stuff. You can check out all the details at bordercitycollectors.com. The proceeds are going to the Bark Colony Museum Foundation, so it's great to have that back again this year. There's another Chase the Ace draw at the Lloydminster Exhibition next Wednesday because the ace was not drawn last night. The jackpot right now is $50 below $80,000. You can get your tickets at www.lloydex.com, and you can get a subscription if you like to keep buying your tickets and keep that turning over all the time so that you don't forget to get your tickets and get in on what could be $85,000 coming up, maybe even more coming up on Wednesday, with just 38 cards remaining in that deck. Well, it is cold today. Tomorrow's kind of a transition day. It's supposed to warm up a little bit tomorrow, but tomorrow night is cold again. Then it warms up on Saturday. And the good news is that it's going to warm up for the Cutter Rally, which is at the Lloydminster Exhibition Saturday. And once again, the grand prize is a cutter, or $2,000 cash, or a harness package. There's also a meat draw this year, and you can participate in various ways. You don't have to be there in person to try and win the cutter. You can do a ghost hand, you can ride horseback, or of course you can enter a cutter. Myself and Heather Klagis are your MCs on Saturday night, and we look forward to that. Supper's at 5 o'clock. Tickets available at LloydX.com. Your $65 ticket gets you into the supper as well. Kid Scotty Sports and Event Center has launched a new fundraiser. They're doing a clunker dunker. They have drained the oil and the engine out of a big van, and they've parked it on a slough just outside of Kid Scotty. And you can go to clunkerdunker.com and buy tickets at 10-minute intervals on whatever day you think that that clunker is going to hit the water. And they have it all rigged up so that as soon as it hits the water, it's going to send a notification to Dustin Newman's phone to say, hey, the It's in the water, so your winner is. So that's pretty cool. ClunkerDunker.com. And this new facility that they're building in Kitscotty is going to be a new curling rink. It is going to be ball diamonds. It's on the golf course, so there'll be a clubhouse there, and it's good for 4-H. Dustin Newman was on the show, explained to us why they've decided to take the facility from just a curling rink all the way to a sports and event center.
Of course, the first thing we looked at essentially was a new curling rink, tearing down the old one that's there and building a new curling rink. The challenge we ran into looking at a new curling facility would be just raising the money, not only within the community, but grant money from the government. You know, when you're trying to get grants from the government, you're competing against other communities, and they're looking for the best bang for their buck for the government dollar. And that's where this concept of the Sports and Event Center came up. And instead of building the new curling rink at the existing location, moving it down to the Kitscotty Regional Park, where the ball diamonds and the golf course is, and combining all those sports into one building that would satisfy or house all those different sports that are there. So it went from being just a curling rink to having a curling rink that would also be a clubhouse for the golf course, a concession for the ball diamonds, and then we added on some stalls and a wash racks for the 4-H, so that 4-H had a place that they could call home as well.
The Border City Rotary Club, PWM Steel, present Irish Pub Night, the Cabaret Edition, on Friday, March 17th. Myself and Heather Clegis will be your MCs for that on St. Paddy's Day. Garrett Gregory is performing, and there's lots of fun stuff happening. You can join us next Thursday back at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan when we have Carla Furman join us, and a little green, not so little green guest is also expected to make an appearance on that show as well. Sobeys Lloyd Mr. has launched their Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign. It's a three-week-long campaign that they're teaming up with Mother Teresa ECEC. You can stop by Sobeys. You can purchase four donuts for just basically $5, and the proceeds go to different groups. And it's interesting. We had Paige Kidup from Mother Teresa ECEC on, as well as Michelle Rustica from Sobeys. And they explained to us that the kids not only designed the donuts, but they also decided where the proceeds would go.
So really it was up to the families and the students to have that conversation with these organizations and then bring it back to school. And we discussed kind of what their families had talked about, what they had talked about, some of the questions that they had asked these local organizations as well. And Michelle was there for
it. I stopped by to just kind of see what was going on, but it was impressive. You've got little six-year-olds interviewing the organizations, and they had like well thought out questions. So it wasn't just a simple entertain the kids when they came by. They were asking questions and wanted to know about your organization and kind of like, why should I give you my money? Yeah. Right? Because they were going to decide where that money went. So.
Yeah.
Lots of questions like, do you help animals or do you help people? Do you help children? Do you help adults? So it was very interesting, the questions that the students had. What equipment do you use? Is there things that you need from the community? What will you buy with these funds? Like, it was very in-depth.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And the 2023 Regimental Ball is being hosted by the Lloydminster Interval Homes Society. And, of course, the Lloydminster RCMP. We'll take a break and come back and find about all the details on the Regimental Ball March 4th, the first one in 3 years, in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Wagner, General Manager of the new Lloydminster Nissan.
You're probably wondering, and some have asked, why is it still the new Lloydminster Nissan? Quite simply, we're excited to bring things forward that we consider new to a car dealership. We're proud to support the community through a one-of-a-kind live broadcast with Kirk Price that focuses on events, people, and issues that concern our community. We're proud to work with other businesses to promote local agriculture, our heavy oil industry, and entrepreneurs. We give back to the community through sponsorships, and our employees are encouraged to and excited to volunteer and help in the community. We're the proud new sponsors of the CPCA Chuckwagon Finals and the CPCA Pro Tour. And of course, we're always excited for our lineup of new Nissan vehicles with great new features. And our new-to-you lineup is just as impressive. We're proud to be the new Lloydminster Nissan. We'll keep looking for new ways to help our customers in our community and very soon announce plans for our new location.
At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with a Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
Thanks for joining us today. We are here at the Lloydminster Community Youth Center. And once again, we have Angela Rooks-Trotsik with us from the Interval Home Society. And we have Sergeant Brad Moland with us back inside the old detachment here at the Lloydminster Community Youth Center. Were you with the detachment when it was here?
I was not.
Okay. Yeah. It's hard to imagine that this was the RCMP station.
Yeah, I think they've done a fantastic job of converting it into a usable space, minus the jail cells, I guess. But
yeah, we turned those into offices. Yeah.
Those are offices now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We took the bars off, though.
Yeah. Well, it is great. Thanks for having us out here.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. How long have you guys been, like, how long has the Interval Home Society been associated with Lloydminster Community Youth?
Since 2016.
Okay, so that's been quite a while now.
Yeah. Yep.
And you got the regimental ball coming up. So the RCMP kind of pick a different charity. Is that what happens each year for the regimental ball?
Yeah, as you spoke about a little bit earlier, it's been a couple of years since we've had this event, and you know, people are itching more to get out and do fun things again after we had a little bit of a break. So we decided that we're going to do it, and our first part of our planning process always comes down to, well, who is the recipient going to be, and how can we spread that to community groups who we deal with on a regular basis, which are quite a few. This time around, it was sort of a no-brainer. We have a very good relationship with Lloydminster Interval Home Society in a variety of different ways, and we approached Angela and her staff and looked into their availability and their interest, and it was a resounding yes from them. So we're definitely happy to be partnering with them on this, as well as many other things, 24 hours a day sometimes, within the community.
Tell us about that relationship that you have with can you kind of expand on that relationship a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of goes twofold for myself, actually, more of a personal level as well. From a work perspective, our officers deal with the Interval Home during files. We deal with various programming in the Interval Home Society rolls out, especially some of the things that cross over into our world, focusing on older adults. Domestic violence is a big one that we partner with a lot of programs with them. The need for shelter services, that's really big for many of our officers on a daily, mostly nightly basis. Finding shelter for those people that are in need within the community. From a personal level, I am also part of the Interval Home Board of Directors, so I take one hat off and I put on a different hat, and I get to see some of the inner workings of the board and how the organization works as well. And that's definitely been one of the biggest eye-openers, almost more eye-opening than some of the work topics. One of the last board meetings we had, actually, like one of our other directors had mentioned, like, they're almost in shock sometimes about the volume of need in our community for these services that the Interval Home provides. So we've definitely seen an increase, not just here in Lloydminster, but I think across Alberta, across Saskatchewan as well. We've seen an increase in the policing needs. Just to give a very quick statistic, right off the top of my head, we're probably dealing with about 2 to 3 domestic violence related incidents a day here in Lloydminster, but we do go through some peaks and valleys for sure. And I know our officers had advised, like, around the Christmas time season, a stressful time for a lot of people, we saw an increase in that. So definitely reaching out to the Interval Home for that help, and we do see a lot of need in the community.
So, Angela, it must have been pretty satisfying when RCMP asked you to get involved with the regimental ball. Have you guys earmarked the dollars for anything in particular?
excuse me. Right now we're earmarking the dollars just for general operations. And the reason we're doing that is we are very underfunded in our operating costs and programming costs. So we have a myriad of different things that we do within the Interval Home Society. We have our emergency shelter, which people know us by typically, or for the Interval Store. It's one of those two services that people know us by. But we also have the Lloydminster Community Youth Center. We have family violence community outreach. We have community and educational programming. We have so many different programs within our umbrella that aren't funded that we need to fundraise for. So that's where our funds are going, is it'll just be going to programming.
We're here in this beautiful youth center. Is there a connection with the youth as well? It must be a huge relationship with the RCMP as well.
Yeah, most definitely. Along with some of the other programs I had mentioned, we definitely have a close relationship with the youth. We have different officers that are our school resource officers within the community, City of Lloydminster. They're very active with the center. They're very active in various community activities as well. I know back in the summertime, many of our officers, not just those two, but many stopped by to help out with some of the graffiti projects and the things that those youth are doing to make our city more beautiful, I guess. So definitely lots of crossover there and lots of visits to the youth center by our officers.
And do you see the difference that this makes in the community?
Oh, most definitely. It's, we kind of cross over with some of these organizations. We hate to always, see the bad side of policing. But we get an opportunity to deal with some of the people and interact with a lot of the youth on more of a one-on-one basis, more of an informal basis, I guess, in a lot of cases, and get them to be more comfortable with dealing with the police in a non-confrontational manner.
That's a great point. That is really a great point. Angela, maybe you could talk a little bit about that relationship that the Interval Home Society has with the RCMP from the other side of it.
Yeah, we're honored to have had this relationship with the local RCMP really since the shelter started in 1980. And it's been everything from, calling when we need assistance with interviews, with kind of interventional type work. Also in the programming side, just as Brad mentioned, the RCMP locally are really involved in our programming. And that really helps us provide further services in the community by having that close relationship. We know we can rely on the local RCMP. We know that they rely on us as an expert in domestic violence and prevention and response and working directly with the people. And we've been able to kind of go into the detachment as well at times and provide information to them on domestic violence, on our programming. So it really does go both ways.
Let's talk about March 4th. This is the fun stuff now.
Yeah.
The fun evening.
Yeah.
Brad, maybe you could touch on what the regimental ball is all about.
Well, for anybody that's never been to an RCMP regimental ball, you're definitely in for a treat. Many, many communities, small and big, host this type of event every few years. Many places like to have this type of event sort of showcase the RCMP, the pomp and circumstance, if you will. We do a lot of ceremonial things, but again, we put a lot of focus back on the community as well. It's not just about us, but it definitely is a sociable event that you can come and talk to your local RCMP officers. See some of that ceremony that we do have. There's lots of special toasts and special guests, and we definitely do have a great event planned. So we're pretty excited about it coming up.
Let's talk more about the plans. What happens at the event?
So at the event, it's going to be on Saturday, March 4th, 5 p.m. At the Lloyd X. We're going to have a special performance by the RCMP Regimental Pipes and Drums of Alberta. So they're very popular to attend these types of events. If you like bagpipes and that type of music, definitely it's impressive to see the band do their numbers and do some of the more ceremonial stuff that comes along with the traditional the tradition of the RCMP. So we're going to have that. Then once the party gets starting, I know Angela and her staff have lots of fun things planned as far as a silent and live auction, which you could probably speak to a little bit. We do have a performance by a band, the Chevelles. If I'm correct, they were the band that played mm-hmm. at the last regimental ball, and they've been requested to come back again, and a lot of people really, really enjoyed the music. So really looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you could touch on some of the other fun events that the Interval Home Society has planned for that, too.
Yeah, so we have a live and silent auction, and I would say our big prize for the live auction is a warm trip to anywhere, any destination that you want to go to. So we're excited to present those different prizes for the live auction. We have a whole bunch of silent auctions. We also have a wine tree. So what that means is you get to purchase a cork, just a random cork, and then you get to go pull the bottle of wine at the wine tree, and you have a chance to win a $70 bottle of wine, a few expensive bottles of wine, and some cheaper ones.
That's a little bit different than we see at events.
Yeah.
Is it a formal event?
It is a formal event. So come.
I guess my question is how formal? Like tuxedo formal or?
No. Not tuxedo formal. Don't come in your jeans, that's for sure.
Yeah. But it is a formal event.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. And I mean, it's really cool to see all the members in their red serge and doing their ceremonial process, just like Brad said. But it really is an opportunity to display our partnership in the community. We'll also have a survivor of domestic violence speaking, a video portion. So we're really excited to show the impact of domestic violence in the community on a local scale and really kind of talk about that. And we're using our opportunity to speak to the impact that it has in the community.
The other thing that I had seen, and when you go into the RCMP building here in Lloydminster, they have a display. Not that I'm there all the time, but when you go in, they have a nice display there. You guys have some artifacts that are going to be on display that night too, Brad.
Yes, we do. I think Angela has kind of worked out some details with the museum in Lloydminster mm-hmm. For some archived RCMP uniforms and a little bit of history tied to Lloydminster and the RCMP. This is the RCMP's 150th anniversary this year, so it's sort of a big milestone for the force in general. People in the public or attendees will be able to have a look at some of those things from years past, look at some of those...
I always find that stuff amazing.
Mm-hmm. The Lloydminster Museum and Archives has really come through for us, and they're sending a person down to the event as well who will be able to speak to the artifacts and describe kind of what they are and the history that they have. So we're really excited to be able to provide that as well.
Where do you get tickets?
LloydRegBall.ca. We can provide you tickets right online, so it's easy. Or you can phone down to the office, and we can hook you up that way as well.
How much are tickets?
$100 a ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's there's a nice meal.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the food.
Yeah, better talk about the food.
Yeah, so there's definitely a really nice meal involved, dessert of course, and dancing and having some fun afterwards.
How excited are you guys, Brad, to have this event back after 3 years?
Very excited. I think after a three-year break, unfortunately, some of us have to go do a little tailoring to our uniforms, if you know what I'm saying. But it's all for a good cause, for sure, and everybody's very excited to have this sort of event back. And it gives us a chance to go to a social event with the community. We invite the whole community to attend, and the community's been very positive and supportive of us, and definitely we want to show that support back to them as well.
I think sometimes people think the regimental ball is only for the RCMP, like you have to be an RCMP or you have to know an RCMP member. Not the case.
No, absolutely not. It's open to anybody that wants to come, and as we just spoke about the formal portion of it, don't anybody be scared by the term formal. It's open to everybody and whatever you choose to wear, I suppose.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask about is it going to be like a really late night or like dancing?
So the timing is doors open at 5 and the meal, the ceremony and the program starts at 6 and we have the band till 1. So you got to get all your partying in by 1 o'clock.
What kind of music do the Chevelles play?
They play a mix of everything. When we were looking at getting them, I was really impressed with them playing the bagpipes to an AC/DC song. So that sold me. They do country, they do rock, they do all kinds of stuff. So they're really a good band to come out and see.
There used to be a stand-up comedian, Johnny Bagpipes. He did that all the time, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just shout out a song, and I'll play it on the bagpipes.
Oh, yeah.
It was just always amazing how good it sounded.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like bagpipes?
I don't know.
Yeah, everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that I'm forgetting to ask about the Regimental Ball, March 4th, or the Interval Home Society that you want people to know about and why they should support the event?
Yeah, we'd really like to say thank you to the supporters of the event so far. Excuse me. Century 21 Drive and Fountain Tire have come on as our co-presenters, so we really want to thank them for coming out and just supporting the event right from the beginning. We have a host of other sponsors as well that have come out. We have local businesses that have come out to provide, you know, all kinds of silent auctions and just support to help make sure the event is successful. So really, really want to say thank you to the community for coming out to support us, and Lloydminster is known for that.
So we know you're going to put the where you're going to put the funds. Do you have a goal in mind?
Yeah, we wanted to raise $50,000, so that's our goal.
Brad, that must weigh on the RCMP a little bit. $50,000—that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, and I'll throw a couple numbers out here that sort of through my work with the board that I found it. I mentioned earlier sometimes we're actually in shock of some of the things that we're hearing, and one of the things that really touched a nerve with me, I guess, that I'll really never forget, is some recent stats came out from the Alberta Council Women's Shelters, and some of their statistics talk about funding this year and how things are a little bit behind. Two important numbers were that the cost of living has increased 35% since 2008, so in about 15 years, and the main line that really stuck with me is that they said shelters are being asked to pay 2023 prices with $2,008 dollars. So if everybody could just let that sink in for a minute, and how we all go through life paying things with 2023 prices with $2,008 dollars. Sorry. So that's what our shelters and some of our organizations are definitely dealing with on a daily basis, and it can be a struggle. So we definitely appreciate the community's support. Not only from the RCMP, but again from my part of the Lloydminster Interval Home Society, and we really appreciate everything that's being done. So we want to invite everybody to join us and help support the good cause.
Absolutely. Anything we're forgetting?
I don't think so. Just come on out.
Yeah, come and have a nice evening out.
Exactly.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Really appreciate it. And thanks for having us here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming out, and thank you for having us.
I'm happy to say that when Paul and I set up, we were like, I have no idea where the jail cells were. and Paul was surprised that I'd never spent a night in the drunk tank. So,
well, we put the little kids' play program in there now, so it's fitting. We have the little toddlers in there.
Yeah. I was like, Paul, what do you think? Like, I grew up a good guy. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Thank you both. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We're back on Saturday, and we're back at the new Lloydminster Nissan. Aaron Buckingham's going to join us, and we're going to talk about Play On. The big hockey game that they held last April is coming back again, new and improved. He'll announce that and announce the details Saturday from the new Lloydminster Nissan, 11 a.m.